Are we unmuted?
Can you hear us now, Bill?
Okay.
Yep, got it. Thank you.
John, can you hear us okay?
Yep, I can hear you. Thanks.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm Aini Marcos. I'm the new director of finance and administration here. I joined at the beginning of November, so I'm really new.
I'm Keith Fulmer with Pinnacle Engineering Group, doing electrical engineering on the photovoltaic project.
And I'm Mary Jo Spector. I'm the project manager for FSU on the solar project that we're going to be reviewing today.
Great. Glad everybody's here. Do we have to have a formal motion to approve the electronic means?
Yes.
Okay. In order to have everybody participate, the board, by understanding, has to have a motion and approve allowing the participation by folks electronically or via Zoom today. So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Sure.
Pass it unanimously. I'm not aware of any modifications to the agenda. Does anybody have something that to suggest or modify? I'm also not aware of any public comments.
I've seen any.
And nobody doesn't seem like to survive. Will you give John just 2 seconds to introduce himself?
Yeah, John Nation with Hicks Nation Architects. I'm the project architect for this job.
Terrific. Welcome.
Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay.
Went to the old building.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Next order of business is the approval of the minutes from the November 9th, 2021 meeting. I know they were distributed. I don't know if there were any comments or suggestions or modifications to those minutes. If not, can we get a motion to approve those minutes?
Motion.
Approved. There a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody
aye.
Vote?
Aye.
Great. We'll turn it over, unless that's an objection, to FSU folks. The project that you want to talk about.
I'll start with the introductions, and then John will pick up on some of the details concerning the project. I think most of you know the Center for Advanced Power Systems is located in the Research A building out here, as well as some of the buildings behind Research A. They've been very successful in getting a lot of grants from DOD and various other entities. And one of the latest grants they have is to study solar photovoltaic systems and the inverters that are associated with them. And so they are setting up a small 100 kilowatt, is that what it is, Keith? 100 kilowatt solar photovoltaic plant. That's what they'd like to do. That's what we're going to show you today. It is going to be behind Research A, behind all of those little outbuildings out there, behind the parking, et cetera. It will strictly be a research photovoltaic installation. We have been discussing with, we have an agreement with the city of Tallahassee on this particular thing because they like to not have people competing, producing power out there. So we've gone through an entire review process with the city of Tallahassee and have an agreement with them on this particular installation. So what we're going to show you today is where we would like to place the solar panels, the building it's going to tie into, and then answer any questions that you may have. So I don't know if you can put it up on the screen electronically.
Which one? What do you want?
How about
the
this?
Floor plan?
Yeah, the C1.3.
Well, let's start.
What do you want to start with?
We can start with 1.1.
If you look in the agenda packet and tell me which attachment that is.
No,
it doesn't. Yeah, right there.
That's just the agenda. I'm
okay.
Sorry, y'all.
There were two attachments, weren't there, Peggy?
There's seven.
Oh, there's seven?
Yeah.
It's probably the big one. Yeah.
We have that, you know, and as the site prep drawings. Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
Okay. So it's sharing wonderfully on my personal screen here.
You need to move it up to the...
Is that a drag also?
Yes.
Okay.
I can see it, Peggy.
I think you're the only one who can see it.
Yeah, we'll just start at the first sheet and flip through each.
Okay.
So this is the cover sheet, which has a location map on there as well as an overall site plan. And you can see the hatched area. I don't know if you can enlarge. So
is that like
scroll down a little bit? Not that much.
Yeah, it jumps.
Go back to the first.
Yeah,
go back.
So on the overall site plan, you can see where we've noted the project site, which is the hatched area. North is to the top of these plans, that area right there. So that's in the very back of the project site. There's a chiller plant, an existing chiller plant back there. And there's some woods behind that we're going to remove. And then on the photograph over there, you can see the location. So that's where we're going to install the solar PV system. We go to the next page. This is just a survey where we zoomed into the project site and you can see the chiller plant there in the wooded area. And you'll notice there's an easement with some underground buried electrical cables that run along the west side and the north side. That feeds the mag lab from the substation. It is just to the east of this site. So that's kind of limits our boundary to the west and the north. So between the chiller plant to the west of that and to the north of that is where we'll be installing these panels.
We also have some fairly significant live oaks, and you can see that one or two there that we're going to save.
Right, the large live oaks to the right or to the east, another one there. We're going to just trim those back a little bit, but we've met with the FSU landscaping, I guess.
Yeah, arborist as well as.
And they've given us approval to do that. You'll also notice there's an access road to the west that parallels the underground electrical that we're going to relocate to the east side because that's prime area where we're going to put in some of the solar panels. So that's an additional part of the project. To the next. So this is the demolition plan. You can see we've got photographs of the live oaks that notate, you know, which limbs are going to be removed. Those are the ones to the right side where we've got tree protection around them. That heavy dash line are the hay bales and silt fence, which protect the site. Everything slopes towards the northeast.
I don't know if you let that happen.
Yeah, just... You might be able to alt-tab back to that screen.
That's kind of shared. Yeah. And then the hatched area immediately to the north of the chiller plant are all the trees that will be removed for this project. And then there's some other notes in there describing removing some of the concrete curbs and landscaping around the chiller plants. This is the grading plan. It's kind of a low area to the north there, so we're regrading to get a nice gentle slope from south to north to locate the solar panels on. So they will be bringing in some fill to kind of level that site and get a slope grade to the north. Okay, next. And then this is the solar panel layout. You can see we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rows of panels. They start on the south, just north of the concrete curb for the parking lot, run along the west side of the chiller plant, and then there's 3 rows to the north. There's also a 6-foot black vinyl coated chain link fence that runs around the perimeter to prevent egress into the panel locations. You can see to the right there, between the chiller plant and the oak trees, is where we've relocated the drive to still be able to service the equipment in the chiller plant, the chillers that are out there. To the, let's see, can you maybe move over to the right-hand side of the sheet? There's a section I wanted to show you, and down a little bit, or up a little bit, I guess. So this Energy Link is the contractor who will be installing the solar panel arrays. They will work in concert with Childers Construction, who is preparing the site. So they'll work, Childers will prepare the site and get it ready, and then Energy Link's crew will come down and install the solar panels. And they're using a ballasted system where we won't be putting any foundations within the dirt, the soil. They'll just sit right on top, as you can see there, of grade. And they've, you know, they have all the structural engineering that meets all the wind loading and everything required by the City of Tallahassee and Florida Building Code. So that's the appearance of what you will see. But here again, it's behind the 6-foot chain link fence.
We could have done it on posts, but we've got so many underground utilities there between the electrical. We also have chilled water lines running between the chiller plant back to the main buildings. And we're concerned about trying to put anything into the ground. And so Energy Link offered this as an alternative, which they thought it was the best idea. And we agreed.
Yeah, and they use it all the time, they say. So yeah. It's not something I've seen before. Anybody's probably seen with the solar panels that are installed around the state, but this is what we're going to use here. Okay.
The general question, is that a more expensive or less expensive option than if it was available to go underground?
I feel it's probably less expensive. Just less because expensive, you don't sure. have to excavate and put in concrete footings. It also gives you the versatility for moving it around in the future if you need to. Yeah, so it fit our budget. So
yeah, well, actually, it was something we just determined during the design phase. So they worked with us to come up with this as an alternative.
One of the questions that was asked was the height of these panels. That was not in the specs, but I just wanted to make sure that got pointed out to the members of the committee.
Yeah, so the current design, and they're still working on their design. You know, we wanted to get these site preparation plans ready so we could go ahead and bid those and get the site ready for when they come in. We don't have the final drawings from them, but it's 8'4" from grade to the highest point. Right, is what we have now. Okay, go to the next. So this is our ground cover plan, and you can see that we're not installing any impervious surface here. It's all going to be gravel. There's gravel the road, the drive there is a gravel drive, which is a little bit more stable than the gravel that we're putting under the solar panels. And we've got details that call out the construction for all that. But so there's no impervious surface added. It's all gravel. We're using a white granite type rock that is reflective. The Energy Link said that's what they prefer to use. It helps reflect light back up for the solar panels. And then we are putting some sod on the disturbed areas there between the fence and the oak trees. There will be new sod. That's the package we got there. So that's where we are. And like I say, these are plans that Children's are bidding now, and we'll try to get started on that so we meet the deadline for the grant that FSU has for this project. And we're supposed to get plans from Energy Link this week or next week. And Keith Fulmer here beside me with Pinnacle Engineering is working on the design to take the electrical from the solar panels and get it into our building. We'll have a underground cable that gets the power into the latest addition we did for CAPS.
What is the date you need to start in order to be able to meet the terms of the grant?
I don't think there's any hard deadline, but the goal is basically to show DOE that we are making progress. And so one of those things is if we can get started on the site work as soon as possible, ahead of the rest of the project. There is no hard and fast deadline on that, but they've been anxious because they've had this grant for a couple of years. It's more for operations. It's not actually funding this particular project. This project is entirely funded by the Office of Research at FSU.
Any questions for the committee at this point? The existing driveway to the chiller area is gravel already, right?
Yes, and it will remain.
And that area is gravel and around those chillers too?
Yes. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, there aren't any for existing or new impervious.
My only question, and I'm not even sure if this is something I'm allowed to question on, so if I'm not, please say so. I know you say it's not impervious, and I get it. It's not. It probably needs some sort of consideration as far as runoff into, there's a storm pond just to the north, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually not a storm pond, it's a permanent lake.
I think it has permitted capacity.
Yes, it does. It's definitely, it's a permanent.
Maybe that's a storm pond.
Yeah.
but so there ought to be some deduct against that capacity, probably not at full value, but something I would think. Based off increased runoff, which there will be.
Mm-hmm.
John, is that John Reddick is with the city? He's on the call. John, is that something that needs to be considered?
I would say so. In all of our previous permitting of, you know, like city, you know, solar projects, like out at the airport and things, we have had some level of stormwater accommodation. Yeah, no, I mean, those are significantly larger than this. So I'm not sure the extent. Ben could probably give you a better idea of the extent that that needs to be provided.
75%.
I think it's less than 1 acre, which means it's not subject to review. You can tell me better, Ben. I'm not subject to review.
It's not subject to like an NPDES permit.
Yeah.
It's less than 1 acre.
Or DEP. Yeah.
Or DEP, but. Yeah. And I'm assuming there's capacity in the pond. I think that's true.
I would certainly hope so.
Is that site allocated to that pond?
I would think so. Yeah, because everything, all the stormwater goes in that direction.
And the most recent projects we've done, we submitted those calculations because it was impervious.
It's but, a I mean, simple conversion on based on, you know, the percentage of impervious, probably about 75%.
Yeah, I mean, we can provide that.
The parts with lime rock under it might be a little more, but if it's just a one-for-one on the driveway, it looks like it pretty much is. probably not really an issue.
So this plan is showing a vault that looks like it's for the chill water, and I apologize, I'm doing this on my phone.
Yes.
How does that vault work? Is there access still to it? Or
yes,
do you have to get in and service it?
Yeah, that's why we didn't put any panels over it. There's a aluminum lid over the
so
top of that.
Those two diamond plate
right,
things.
Yeah, right, yeah, that can lift off, so it's still accessible.
And the other question I have, there is existing curb that this fence is going to back up against. Is that is existing or no?
Yes. Yeah, there's an existing, it's not really a high curb. It's pretty much flush with the gravel that uh-huh. is on either side of the existing drive. So we're going to remove the curb to the east, but leave the one to the west to kind of preserve that gravel there.
So it looks like there's an inlet right there.
There's an inlet in the asphalt paving.
Right, but it appears to have like an apron that guides the water in. Is there something to keep the gravel from going in?
The inlet is on the asphalt side. The stormwater inlet?
Yes, but the apron is on the project side. So
right.
It reads as if it's lower than the inlet.
No, that's a 6-inch curve there. So grade is.
All right, so what is this piece that is?
That's the concrete inlet, the top of it.
Okay.
And so we'll be flush with that, with the gravel. So there, we won't have any.
Okay. Is there any lighting being added here?
No.
There is some existing lighting on the chiller plant
yeah.
walls,
so
but we're not adding any additional lighting.
And the parking lot, yeah.
And in the parking lot, yeah.
We've got, I think, 25-foot light poles.
So, not likely to have night access.
Well, so the next quite logical question is there's a rolling gate shown. That gate would be locked at night?
Yes.
It's always, the gate will always be locked unless they have to go in and service either the panels or the chiller yard.
So, yeah, there's a rolling gate that for the chiller plant that's remaining. And then we've got two swinging gates for access to the
panels. It says, well, it looks like it says rolling gate presentation.
Oh, this is the rolling gate. Okay.
Right.
No, I see a rolling
yeah.
gate on both sides of it.
Yeah, it's 32
so,
foot opening. So there's 16, each panel is 16 feet that rolls back to give you a 32 foot wide opening between the drive, existing gravel drive to the north into the chiller yard.
John, that's a different page. Tell me what it is and I can go to it on the screen.
C1.3.
So it's
really? Doesn't have all the ground cover on it. That backup one.
The next one.
Yeah. There.
That one.
That shows the opening in the fence just to the north of the chiller yard. And then there's a swinging gate to the west of that that gets you into the yard for the panels.
Any other questions, comments? Ron, would you add anything?
No, I would say this is a great project. This is exactly the kind of stuff you want to have out here to do research. There's precedent in doing solar out here. We had a big piece of property with a solar research project. It's no longer there, but it's what we do. Some work, some don't, but think this is great for the park.
Forgive me, next steps would be, and we have a question on the runoff that probably needs to be addressed.
Yeah, maybe I should clarify. My only issue, and it looks like it all drains in the right direction, is that there ought to be I believe there's an operating permit for the pond that has a capacity accounting record taken. I think there ought to be some deduct from that capacity accounting record to account for the added gravel. I think it's something that can be handled as part of the project closeout. I don't know that it needs a
change. We can provide, like I say, the previous projects, we provided those calculations with the capacity, and there was extra capacity. So we can calculate what we would have here.
And that information is provided to growth management?
Well,
John, is that the case?
Yeah, I mean, that would be fine to provide it to us. I'm trying to think just where the research, where Innovation Park comes in on that. But yeah, I would say I'll get with Craig Barkby, and he'd be the person to sort of manage that accounting record accordingly.
Now, that's always been a little vague out here in terms of who's managing what on the stormwater ponds.
Especially when it's FSU.
Yeah, if I sound unsure, it's because I am, I think. Yeah.
In the past, we've just included those calculations on our drawings. But then we can provide a letter that says that and copy anybody.
Because there's two elements, right? It's one, the confirmation that the capacity exists, and then the second part is how much of it you guys would actually need.
That's right.
And there is a record of that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I would say as long as we're provided a record of it, you know, just documenting it, that'll be fine. Because, you know, for this, it's probably not going to be an issue. It's just as long as there's another larger, you know, project that comes forward in the future that needs capacity, we want to be able to account for this. So,
who needs to get that letter? Growth management.
And copy.
And you.
Copy on Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and feel free to send that direct to me.
You said send it to you, John?
Yeah, that's fine, and I'll distribute it accordingly.
Okay. Any other questions about this project? And then there'll be
just a motion.
So we'll need a motion to move the project to move forward.
Motion to approve.
Second? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Any other new business? Right. We're going to get a motion to adjourn.
Just one thing, Ron's just on record. I know I've been limited past as far as today, but thank you for everything you've done. Mm-hmm. And best wishes in whatever your future endeavors may.
Thank you. Appreciate that. It's been a fun 10 years. You know, this is probably the easiest meeting that I typically have, shortest anyway. So, but again, as I said, my email to all of you, I appreciate what you all do. You're volunteering for this. And sometimes these projects are complicated, sometimes they're easy, but you all do is volunteering, and it's very important work that you're doing for us. So, you know, Michael made a point earlier about what a great campus we have out here and how beautiful it is. And it's in large part due to the work of this committee and trying to make sure we keep that up. So thank you all for all you do.
With that motion.
Anybody second for that? All right. Anybody opposed to adjourning?